And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Four Women, Four Health. We're so happy that you're here with us today. If you listened to the last podcast, myself, Janelle Petrosino, went over a really important topic that I'm really passionate about, which is the truth about your fertility. And so today I am here with Meg Olako-Angel and Dr. Brooke Morfitt, and we're going to have a conversation about this topic a little bit more in depth today. We want to talk a little bit about how your fertility is actually more of a friend than an enemy, believe it or not. And we're going to explain that to you in depth, and also just how important it is to utilize your fertility and your reproductive system as a way to really check in with your health. Because I think for a lot of people that struggle with fertility and trying to conceive a baby, you could, you know, feel kind of broken or feel like your body is just is doing you a disservice. But really, your body is your friend. Your body is actually trying to tell you something really important about itself. And, you know, it's important that you listen. And so we want to really bring awareness to this. And we want to really feel like when you leave this episode today that you are extremely informed, whether you are currently trying to conceive or you're, you know, considering expanding your family or growing your family in the next couple of years, this is something that can benefit you today. Because the truth of the matter is one in six couples in 2024 are struggling to expand their family and to get pregnant. And it's not getting any better. Only a couple of years ago, it was one in eight couples. So just in a handful of years, it's already gotten a little bit even more difficult. And there are a lot of reasons why. And we're going to talk about that with you today. So we're going to just dive right in. I personally am passionate about this because I suffered from unexplained infertility. And the reason why I think this message is so important is because for some reason, something in me really just wanted to get to the root of it and wanted to understand it better. And I went out on a quest of my own to inform myself, and I've learned so much along the way. And I love to share what I've learned with others that could truly benefit, because it can save you a lot of time and heartache, and your body is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. So
yeah, unlike Janelle, did not struggle with fertility, but I started to explore it and really try to understand it at a younger age, because I was put on birth control when I was in high school for my periods, which didn't make sense to me. And then for me, I ended up getting pregnant on it when I was in college. And I had my daughter when I was 20. And it just didn't make sense how we had been taught about our bodies and our cycles and our period. And there was all this information that I think, you know, our bodies have been trying to tell us for a long time. Carly's not on the call, but she has said for a long time that symptoms are not enemies, they're messengers. And we don't want to destroy those symptoms or suppress those symptoms. We need to pay more attention to them and understand, you know, how our body is trying to communicate to us. And I think even with women in our period, I mean, there's times during the month when if you're too stressed, I remember before my wedding, like my period was like over a week late.
Yeah.
You know, and people had said to me growing up, like, yeah, stress can affect your period. It can cause it to come later, over exercising, you know, all of that stuff. And I think that's all linked to fertility, because we need to know this stuff in order to be able to have healthy pregnancies. So even going back to being on birth control and how that can affect our fertility, or the way that we eat when we're younger, or, you know, the medicines that we take. There's all these, our periods, right? Even our periods are, they're telling us stuff about our toxin load and things that, you know, if you're struggling with your periods, if you have endometriosis, I mean, how many women that are struggling with fertility also have PCOS or endometriosis, or they've been diagnosed with, goodness gracious, I mean, nowadays there's just so many different things. I don't even know.
I feel like people don't realize that those conditions actually mean something else is out of order. Like, I think some people think that, like, I have PCOS or I have endometriosis, so therefore, but really it's you have endometriosis or PCOS because of.
Bingo. Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's what we need to bring awareness to, is that why? Why? Your body is telling you. There's, you know, your reproductive system is, what did you say, Brooke, like your fifth sense or something?
Like your fifth vital sign.
Yeah, your fifth vital sign, because what infertility really means is that your body does not feel safe to have a baby.
Yes.
And you shouldn't try to force your body to do something that it's not ready to do from the perspective.
Or that it's not supported to do.
That it's not supported to do, because then that can pose its own risks, right? Well, so.
And think about this, like, why often are women's bodies not safe enough to have babies? Well, because a lot of the time growing up, toxins,
birth control,
and the stress of life. Plus, on top of that, like, when you think about, you know, the yo-yo dieting and, like, the way culture has us feeling like, we have to look a certain way. So we're injecting chemicals into our body. We're taking diet pills, or, you know, on this diet, or counting points, or all of that stuff is going to impact your fertility. Mm-hmm. All of it.
It does.
Because if your body is not feeling healthy, then how is the body going to provide the baby with the proper nutrients that it needs in order to grow and develop in utero? It can't. Mm-mm. You know? And that's where I think too, there's a lot of women, when they get pregnant, your body is telling you signs like you need to be eating more of certain things. You need to be,
your body literally tells you everything that it needs. Totally. I feel like we just have been taught in society that a headache is normal, or going a day without a bowel movement is normal. Right, when in all actuality, if you're suffering from unexplained infertility and your doctors are saying that your labs are coming back and that, you know, maybe your only option is a treatment, you really have to assess yourself first and say, am I having a bowel movement every day? Because if not, or am I having a headache, you know, or am I fatigued and waking up exhausted? You can't turn a blind eye to those things, because that's your body's, that's your friend trying to nudge you and say, like, hey, listen to me. I'm struggling here. And in order to be able to do what you're asking me to do, you just got to help support me a little bit.
I think that goes to the point that we were talking about earlier. You're, you know, if you're struggling with fertility and you're going to have your reproductive organs checked, your hormone levels checked, and that's it. And they're telling you, nope, everything looks normal. We don't understand why you're not getting pregnant. That's not the full story.
No.
Like you said, headaches, bowel movements, sweat patterns, all of that goes.
Janelle's were food sensitivities. Yeah. How many people have food sensitivities and connect those to fertility?
You know, it took seven doctors, and, you know, going gluten-free was what really truly helped me to overcome, but, you know.
Why would that make sense? Because if you
nutritional deficiencies. Digestion issues.
And if you're eating a lot of gluten, that oftentimes means you're consuming a lot of glyphosate,
which is a toxin.
Yes.
It's all connected. It's all connected. And I know that sometimes that can feel overwhelming because you don't know where to start. But that's why there's health practitioners out there that are specialized to kind of help you pinpoint exactly, you know, what to do. But as a fertility specialist, I can't tell you how many women have said to me, my doctor tells me, like, my only option is fertility treatments. But I ask those same people, well, has your doctor or have you, like, you know, assessed other body systems? And the answer is almost always no. And I feel like, you know, it's so important to understand that your fertility is not just your reproductive system. It's your immune system. It's your gut health. It's your habits and your stress levels and all of those things that we think is just normal part of life. that is our life. That is impacting the way our body is functioning, and that is going to impact our body's ability to conceive a baby.
And like you said earlier, it's not just, I mean, your fertility really isn't just about conceiving a baby. Mm-mm. It's, I mean, I think you had spoke on it earlier, Janelle. It's
yep.
after that, being a postpartum mom, mm-hmm. and even further into that. I mean, sure, if you're going through these treatments and you are able to get pregnant, that's amazing. But if there was something underlying that's not addressed, it's not necessarily just going to go away.
Yeah, and the treatments themselves have side effects and risk factors, and those things can exacerbate some of the underlying issues. And you're right. So one of the things that I say to all of my clients is it's not just about getting pregnant. It's about having a healthy full-term pregnancy with a healthy baby and then being a healthy mom to take care of that baby. And I think so often we forget the bigger picture because we so badly just want that positive pregnancy test. I've been there. You know, I have been there. I've spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars on pregnancy tests to be let down time and time again. And I'm not going to say that there weren't times where I felt the nudge, right? If a doctor was telling me, hey, this is what... But it never made sense to me. Why is my body not working the way that it's supposed to? There has to be something. And so with some digging, I got the answer. And so I think the biggest thing to take away today is that you may unfortunately have to surrender your timeline, and you may have to, you know, muster up as much faith as you've ever had before to really believe in something that you have yet to see, because it makes sense, right? You know, deep down, that if there's an underlying balance, which you obviously must have if you're not getting pregnant, that there's always a solution. It's just a matter of having the right support system and the right guidance to get those answers. But yeah, we want to just make sure that today, you know, you walk away from this episode, whether you are prepared to try to start conceiving right now. Maybe you know a family member or a friend that is on this really difficult journey of struggling. I think that it could really make the difference if you shared this episode with them. And so I think right now we're just going to kind of talk a little bit about some of the main factors so that you can start digging in and doing your own research. Main factors that really impact fertility. So I'm going to start by just sharing the one that really impacted me was my gut health. I never knew that gut health could really be, you know, connected to fertility. And so when I finally understood what was going on, it was a matter of just changing some of my lifestyle habits and eliminating some inflammatory foods from my diet, and my cycle regulated as a result. And I gave my body the space to heal, and I learned and I educated myself and I researched and I Googled and I stayed up late and I put in the work, but it all started to make sense and I was able to heal my gut. And as a result, my fertility healed. So I think for many people in 2024, gut health is a issue. I would say, what is it, Meg? Like 9 in 10 people have food sensitivities and don't even realize it. I don't even know if I really ever have had a client that ran a gut health test that didn't have something going on. So the gut is like, in my personal opinion, the foundation, because if you're not absorbing nutrients, you're not digesting foods, your immune system is being compromised. There's gut permeability that can lead to inflammation in the body. So it's a real ripple effect.
And those things are all connected to your mental health, because the gut and the brain is directly connected. And as a female, I think it's really, really important to understand that there is a big picture. And I think many women, and I'm sure Janelle can speak to this, you know, you're vulnerable. Like, you want to have a baby more than anything. And so after a year, you feel like you've been trying and, you know, you want it and it hasn't happened. So you're going to look at your options going forward. And I think if you're kind of in that place where you feel like that's the only option for you mentally, then that's going to be what you believe. And that is going to be the only option for you. But if you recognize that, you know what, like, my body is my friend and I need to care for this body that is supposed to be responsible for keeping a baby, a growing, developing baby, safe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's supposed to be able to heal after delivering that baby and be able to take care of that child physically, you know? And I think more than anything, we have to put that faith back into ourselves and be willing to take responsibility. And if that means you need, you know, a coach like Janelle who understands gut health and who understands infertility, you hire somebody like that because you can do, you know, the natural way. You don't have to be told that your body is broken. You have to understand why your body is trying to
get your attention. And even in the case where someone might need a fertility treatment, because of course there's going to be those instances, right. You know that you're going to be your absolute most healthiest version to take on that treatment. So like no one here is, you know, against fertility treatments, and there's full understanding that there is a time and a place, mm-hmm. but it seems like it is always the time and the place if and when somebody is approaching a certain age, or if somebody is, you know, not getting clear-cut answers in their blood work at the doctor's office. But we've talked about this before. When you go to a specialist, they're specialized in a certain area of expertise. They're only looking at your reproductive system. If you are going to a fertility clinic and they're telling you that your reproductive system checking out, but you're not getting pregnant, then there's obviously something that is missing from the puzzle. And I'll never forget my doctor that helped me to overcome fertility always told me, we have to find the missing piece before we can see the whole picture. And I think that the biggest lesson from this episode that you can take away today or share with a loved one is that you have to be involved in the process. You have to be in the room and speak up for things that you feel. Actually, my practice is called Intuitive Health, Family Gut Health, and Women's Fertility, because there was always that little intuitive pull within me that was like, no, something just doesn't seem right with this. Like, I can't. And I was told to go to fertility treatments over and over again. And I went to the appointments with the intention of giving it a try. And then every time, I couldn't ignore my gut, literally. And I, so that's, you know, you can feel it within you when something doesn't feel right, but then you're also pulled in the other direction of like, oh, I really want this right now. And I think that what we're really just trying to say is you just gotta be open to getting to the root of it. There's always a root, and our lifestyle, a standard American diet, toxins, you know, hormonal imbalances, they're more common than ever. Like there are a lot of things that you can kind of do your checks and balances and see if everything's in check before you consider fertility treatments to optimize your chances all around of having a healthy experience.
Yeah.
And we can't take it as an attack, like a personal attack. It's really the know better, do better, be better mindset. There's a lot of things that I didn't know when I was pregnant 16 years ago that if I knew it now,
we're all learning
very different. Yeah.
We learn this and we want to save you time and heartache.
And have the healthy conversation, because it really, we have to acknowledge this stuff if we want to move forward. And the issue is that we're seeing a lot more, you know, infertility. We're seeing a lot more, you know, when it comes to the industry. I mean, there's a lot of money there to be made, and it costs couples, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. And it's like, if you could pay a few hundred dollars a month, you know, to work with somebody like Janelle and support your body the right way and put the right things into your body, maybe do some chiropractic, because that's another thing, you know, Brooke can speak to that, like, you know, prenatal, postnatal, to be able to really help support your nervous system.
And I know Carly has tips about different like aromatherapy that can help. Yep, like there's so many oils. Things that you can do to help.
To support not just your fertility, but your overall
health. I think that's the point.
Your like fertility really is your friend.
Yeah, like it's your friend. Like if you're not healthy, your body knows. Like your body's like saying, no, I'm sorry, but it's not the time.
Because children are a gift. And we need to keep these kids healthy. And it's not, we're going to just do whatever we want and pray we have a healthy child. Like, I think we take children for granted.
Oh my gosh,
and to be able to bear children as women, like, it is such a remarkable gift. It's a miracle.
And it gives me chills thinking about this, because I remember my doctor told me, and I'll never forget this, he told me that my body did me a favor. And mind you, I went through fertility for 4 or 5 years. It did me a favor by not getting pregnant, because it helped me put myself into the position to really learn how to take care of it. And he said that with the nutritional deficiencies that I had present, the baby could have been at risk for having some serious developmental issues. So after a long journey of, you know, I would never give my fertility journey back if I had the chance, because not only did I learn how to, you know, heal, but I learned how to take care of my kids. Like, we were just talking about my kids. And actually, this leads into our next episode. We're going to be talking to you a little bit about how to support our little ones naturally, especially in flu season. So be sure to tune in to next week's episode for that. But I now have the tools to support my little ones in their gut health and in their, you know, overall wellness because of the things that I learned. Yeah. So
yeah,
you just got to trust the journey and embrace it. But thank you so much for tuning in with us today. We are so grateful to have you here. And we look forward to talking about more really important topics in the upcoming weeks.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.